U.S. President Joe Biden has announced Massachusetts State Representative and lawyer Claire Cronin as his nominee for ambassador to Ireland. She campaigned and fundraised for Joe Biden in Massachusetts during last year's presidential election, and her appointment will now need to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Our Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan has been telling us more.
Claire Cronin is an Irish-American, and last night she issued a statement saying she was deeply honoured to be nominated to the role of ambassador, especially, she said, given Joe Biden's and her own Irish roots. If confirmed, she said, she looked forward to serving as ambassador and working with partners in Ireland on both the challenges and opportunities ahead. Now, she said it there herself, if confirmed, and that is because US presidents don't appoint ambassadors, they nominate them. Claire Cronin will now have to appear before a Senate confirmation hearing, and US senators will then vote on her nomination. Now, Claire Cronin is a state representative in the Massachusetts legislature, and she's the House Majority Leader there, the first woman to hold that position. She's a successful lawyer, and she was also a big fundraiser and a big campaigner for Joe Biden in Massachusetts during the 2020 presidential election. She was an early supporter of his and one of his biggest champions in that state during the Democratic primaries. She helped Joe Biden to win Massachusetts in those primaries, and this was a really important win. He beat his big rival, Senator Elizabeth Warren, who is from Massachusetts, and this win really helped boost Joe Biden's campaign. It propelled him on to eventually claim that Democratic nomination for president. And at the Democratic National Convention last year, it was Claire Cronin who was given the honour of being the delegate who officially announced that Joe Biden had won the state of Massachusetts.
What's been the reaction to her nomination?
Well, Gavin, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, said he was delighted that President Biden had nominated Claire Cronin as the next US ambassador to Ireland. He said the early nomination reflected the strength and depth of the relationship that exists between the US and Ireland, and that he looked forward to working with her. The chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Democratic Congressman Richard Neal, also welcomed the nomination, saying that Claire Cronin will play a significant role in helping to strengthen the bonds between the US and Ireland. And look, broadly, lots of welcomes last night, lots of kind words on social media from campaigners, from politicians, but many of them saying that now was also the time for Joe Biden to appoint a US special envoy to Northern Ireland. It's not yet clear at this stage if or when that will happen. Now, Joe Biden likes to announce appointments in batches, and last night was no different. Claire Cronin was named along with 16 other nominees to various different roles. Cindy McCain, the widow of Republican Senator John McCain, was nominated as an ambassador to the UN Agency for Food and Agriculture. And Irish-born Fiona Whelan-Prine was nominated to the US National Council on the Arts.
Separately, Brian, you have an update on the search for Irishman Kian McLaughlin, who went missing from a hiking trail in Wyoming earlier this month.
Yeah, Gavin, listeners will remember Kian McLaughlin. He was last seen in the Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming on the 8th of June. Now, following days of extensive searches using dozens of staff, volunteers, search and rescue dog teams and helicopters, the US Park Service said last week that it was scaling back the search for Kian, but would investigate any new leads or clues as they emerged. And that is what has happened. A resident of Jackson, Wyoming, who recently returned from an international trip, has come forward with new information, and they reported seeing Kian McLaughlin on the day he went missing. The witness said they saw him in the late afternoon or early evening on a trail making his way south towards Taggart Lake. Now, this witness had a conversation with Kian where he described where he worked. He said he is from Ireland and that he currently lives in Jackson. Now, as a result of this new information, park staff carried out additional searches around Bradley Lake and Taggart Lake. They also searched the Phelps Lake area, which was an area that Kian McLaughlin reportedly likes to visit. Unfortunately, however, Gavin, no evidence or clues of his whereabouts were identified during these new searches.